Now, masters, also observed many of you this day as well. Now, we're going to do a little reflection, because it's not only grand for the soul, it will delight you to see how far you've come. I was having the small measure of discussion with Bera Lamin. I want to ask you something. We can safely assume now, as it were, that consciousness and energy indeed does create reality, especially those of you from the great assay witness that, to your astonishment. So now we have that which is termed a platform in which to wield a finer sword with. And what I want to ask you this evening, for you that are yet to leave, who have yet to experience the dynamics of, well, let's say, in some quaint terms, mind over matter. But they are occurring here. If I told you that what you were learning was the simplest learning there ever was, outside of walking in a child's mind, or learning to talk, you would probably think about that in disbelief, unless you had fallen into that analogical moment and like magic, those things appeared on the fence. Or those faces appeared, or that thought manifested. If I told you people that this is the most natural part of your existence, before you would have found error for disreprove on me, because you would have held steadfast to your cherished dogmas, and to your limitations, in particular to your image and your grid and your past and all of that. And you would have said, but what if, but I have this, but I have that. Who cares? It is an illusion. Now, I can tell you it is an illusion now, because masters of reality begin to see that who created the fortress of terror? Who created that fortress? And who dwelled within it? Now, what is the fortress of terror? It is a part of the great work, that which I have labored on your behalf for nigh a tenure in your time and counting here. It means a person who has been brought up under certain situations, which all of you have been, in which the ingredients for the image are put together, your dogmas, your limitations, your victimizations. Remember, you can't be a victim unless you have the tyrants in your life. And then you've got to have a reason for it. And you hold all of those like brick and mortar as a great wall. And you live inside this place. You have certain fundamental beliefs that perhaps you didn't even know existed. A part of you genetically, and you defend them. You defend them because they identify you. What an identity. An entity cut off from the divine language. An entity cut off from the divine inspiration. An entity intentionally barred doors against life. Can you imagine being such a person who has lived in the muck and the mire of limited thought? How can you define limited thought? By limited life. You were extraordinary manifestors. There were no rooms for miracles in your grid because you didn't believe in them. Belief is a conjecturous word, but shall we say you didn't give credit to them? Besides that, you didn't have any power to put towards them. Every part of your life had been defined and planned out. And if that wasn't enough, you suffered from depression, oppression, suffered from misery and unhappiness, and got yourself all messed up with a lot of chemicals that did further damage to you. Now, this is what the master sees when he sees an ordinary entity or a student beckoning to come to school. What the master sees that the student doesn't see is that there are fortresses walking around, and they bar the doors very tight. Their minds are brittle. They'll break very easily. They're not pliable. They do not expand. They crack under pressure. Can you imagine now, in reflection, yourself ever being that way? How many of you can see that you were once this way? Yes.